Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know me mentioning my local radio puffer jacket yesterday?
Yes.
Which apparently I used to go pulling in. Not true.
With the older DJ.
With the older Blur DJ. I can't tell you how many people actually mentioned that to me yesterday. Saying, Ray, where's your puffer jacket? I've lost it, I told you.
It must be somewhere, yeah. Maybe
I should get a new one made and go out and try and pull. Yeah?
I think we can sort that.
Do you like it? Would it still have to have the old radio station logo on? Or does it have to say Radio 1?
No, have a Radio 1 logo on.
I'll definitely pull if it says Radio 1.
And do you want Scott Mills on the back? Or do you want it on the front?
No, not on the back. It was never on the back. It used to just be on the kind of left lapel area.
Okay.
Yeah? So just my name and the Radio 1 logo, maybe.
You need to have something on the back. What about I'm rich, you're not, get over it?
No.
Yeah.
I could do it in quite a small font so it fits.
I'll
see how much it costs to have the extra letters.
That comment from yesterday has been taken completely out of context now.
How?
Well, it has.
Did you say it?
Yes, I did. I was talking about someone else. I wasn't talking about me.
Have you seen what they've done on Geek World?
On Unofficial Mills?
Yeah.
What?
It says Unofficial Mills. He's rich. You're not. Get over it.
Oh, brilliant.
It's quite funny for them.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Remember when Anthea Turner went round to snoop around my house? Do you think she nicked my puffer jacket? Because it's gone missing. She used to wear them a lot in the 80s and 90s.
She did spend a lot of time in your wardrobe, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Hang on. Becky's brought up a puffer jacket side.
We're going to get one.
But that looks like the one Bianca wears.
Right, Becky, you used to work in local radio as well. You blatantly had one. Everyone who used to work and do events in local radio used to have one of them puffer jackets. Did you have one? Did it have your name on?
No.
Right.
It wasn't that famous.
It just had the station on.
Yeah. Right, you've got to come with me, though.
Yeah.
We can go out and pair and pull.
Are you saying Becky's taking the role of the older DJ?
No, the other way around now. He's rude. The old Blur DJ. Yeah.
Not the older Blur DJ. It's 6:48. And this is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Right, should we answer some people's texts and emails? Let's do it. Read out by a posh bird from Radio 4.
Mark off the news sounds a lot like Chappers. Can you investigate this, please? Love you, Kirsty. X.
That was a text that came in yesterday.
Have you investigated?
We have investigated, yeah. And you know what, Kirsty? You are right. But people do get confused with you, don't they? Because you've got so many names.
I know.
You've got Mark, Chappers, Chopper, Chipper, Chops, Chop Suey, Chomper, Bacon Face.
What?
So,
what? Let's not forget Fat John Turode.
Do you know what? I'm not even talking to her anymore.
I didn't say that. Dave called you that.
I think Dave called me.
Yes, Comedy Dave called you Fat John Turode. Yeah. How rude.
No, no.
I wouldn't stand for that.
No. I don't see that myself.
No. Anyway, yes, Kirsty, Mark off the news is, in fact, Chopper. It's the same person. Mm. Thanks very much for your text. Next!
Hi, Scott. I am a 17-year-old girl who is learning to drive. Since listening to your show, I have noticed that you tend to be quite a lifesaver and step in when drastic, life-shattering events are about to take place.
I don't think this is the right show.
She got you mixed up with something.
So, that's why I'm contacting you. I need your help. Now. Well, I've got a ruthless driving teacher that has deep mood swings. Her blood pressure soars. You can hear the blood boiling inside her. She gets so annoyed and tells me off when I'm not even in the wrong. I cannot change instructors at this late stage. I've considered playing classical music to her, but that would be kinda weird, me reaching out in her car to turn on her radio. Have you or your listeners got any suggestions for me? Thanks, Scott. You are a real lifesaver. AML, Nat.
Thanks, Nat. Any suggestions for the driving instructor to calm them down a little bit?
No,
because
just drive properly.
They're all the same, really, aren't they? They're all a bit aggro, aren't they?
So would you be if you spent 10 hours a day in a car teaching people to drive.
Yeah. They are quite scary. The examiners are more scary, though.
Also, why did she want driving tips off you? You were the person who ran somebody over and drove off.
I was the person that had a cat go under the car while I was trying to attempt my 3-point turn.
What, on your test?
Yeah.
Oh, I, I like the way you just didn't deny that you ran somebody over and drove off.
I didn't drive off. I did not drive off. I had to go and see the police and everything.
That'd be my tip for that girl. If you do hit somebody whilst driving, don't drive off. You'll fail your test.
Yeah. I was late. I only clipped them. And I made sure they were okay. Right, so that was really helpful for her, wasn't it, then? Right, next.
You never hear of any fire alarms in radio stations. What would happen? Just leave the listeners with some sort of hold music? What's the crack, Millsy?
Well, I think you'll find that this happened a couple of weeks ago when we were on in the afternoon. And I've got evidence here. As you can hear... Hello, I'm Scott. There is a fire alarm going off at the moment.
Genuinely, this isn't one of your little gags.
No, it's right above me now.
It's actually going off.
And there's a red flashing light. Is this just a test, or do you think we should leave?
I don't know.
Right, because we've got, like, a show to do, and this is probably quite off-putting, I would think. There we are. So that did actually happen a couple of weeks ago. So fire alarms do go off in radio stations. Well, this one, anyway.
Yeah. Most other ones, it's just a flashing light.
Yeah. At least here you can actually hear it on the radio, which is brilliant, I think.
Keeping it real.
Next.
Dear Scott, I read Greg James' blog yesterday after his bowling on Oh, What's Occurring, and I've decided he is much too lovely to be on the graveyard early morning shift. Obviously, I've heard about your time on that shift, and I don't want Greg to go crazy like you did and get too fond of his wine. So I reckon you should just let him hang out on your show at 4. You guys could be the new Chappers and Dave, but obviously it would be a bit more father-son relationship.
How rude.
Alternatively, just put Moyles on a bit earlier. He'd love that. Love you, Hannah XXX.
Right, what do you think about that?
I think that's really come from Greg.
I do as well. What do you think he wants to hang out with us instead of doing early morning?
Just to get off early mornings, I think.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your email there, Greg.
But you could welcome him along if you want a father-son relationship with him.
No, I think that he's fine where he is at the moment.
Son.
Four years I did that. And next.
After your comment, I'm rich, you're not, get over it. I don't know how you can be surprised that people used to stick two fingers at you. Lots of love, Katie.
Right, this has all been taken completely out of context. It wasn't me saying, I'm rich, you're not, get over it. And if you listen again to the show yesterday, you'll understand that I wasn't talking about myself at all. Thank you.
You said it.
I did say it.
You said it.
Not in the context that it's been taken all out of the way.
Did people flick the V's at you yesterday?
No. No. Next.
Have you lost the plot, Scott? Chris in Bolton thinks you have, mate.
Right, what does that mean? I hate texts like that. Have you lost the plot? Why? Text back, explain. 81199.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, did anyone see the amazing show that is Living with the Cheeky Girls last night on Living?
No.
Quite spectacular. It's a reality show, which is like a fly on the wall, so you can see what it's like to be Gabriella or Monica, one of the cheeky girls, and nothing happens. Nothing. For like a whole half hour. At one point, it's an hour. Oh my God! At one point,
maybe it was only half an hour, but it felt like an hour.
Yeah. At one point, their manager gets them to try some clothes on.
Yeah,
quite normal. Except the manager's their mum, and the clothes are already theirs. So it's just them getting changed a lot.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Anyone see it last night? Unintentionally amazing. That'll be the headline if it was a film. Terrific. Unintentionally amazing. James King, Radio 1. Let me know if you saw Living with the Cheeky Girls last night on 81199.
Is anybody going to admit to it?
Some people might, yeah.
Right.
It'd be like filming your life, wouldn't it, Becky? Yeah. Becky goes out, takes the bins out.
She goes camping, so her life is a little bit more
actually,
exciting.
If they did camping with the Cheeky Girls, that'd be a lot better. I've watched that. Let me know if you saw it. Let's see how
that's
many.
That's no ringing endorsement either. Really.
Let's see how many texts we get to see how many people watched Living with the Cheeky Girls last night. Count them, Chopper.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you heard anything yet
from your
audition the other day for Skins? Becky, bit of respect, please, for the actor amongst us.
Hello.
Because weren't they meant?
I thought I was supposed to hear something yesterday.
Weren't they meant to call you yesterday?
Yeah.
Right.
And nothing as yet.
Nothing at all.
Which I'm thinking is good.
Has the tuna baguette got a call?
Hello, is that Scott? Yeah, it is. Yeah, is that Skins? Yeah. Yeah, is the baguette in?
Pop the baguette on for us, could you? The baguette hasn't had a call either.
No.
Right.
The baguette doesn't live with me, so I don't know.
So is that good news or bad news?
I think no news is good news, so therefore
they
I'm
said
holding
they'd
out.
Call you, they said they'd call yesterday.
Yeah, but they're very busy people. It might be today. I'm thinking by the end of the week, I need to start worrying. By tomorrow, like, close of play tomorrow, 5 o'clock. What do you think?
Do you want me to call them for you?
No, you can't call... We can't call them. Hello, did I get the part? That looks desperate.
It does look desperate.
But if I do it rather than you, then it might...
No.
Should I call just ring them anyway?
No, don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
What happens with actors? Is it...
I don't know. I'm not an actor.
Well, you are now.
I think it's bad news because I think they would have rung him back straight away if he was any good.
Or maybe I'm just not telling you what's actually happened and maybe I'm just making this up.
But you wouldn't do that.
Well...
In auditions,
they actually rang back and said he was too old.
Such a cow.
Just
she's on
them,
fire today,
fine.
Isn't she? She called you Fat John Turow.
I don't know.
So calling me too old.
I don't know.
I'm not ringing them. I'll wait for them to ring me.
Could be a long wait.
Anyway, it's just...
But hopefully not.
Hmm?
Could be a long wait, but hopefully not. That's what I'm saying. I don't know with actors whether that you only get called back if you've got the part.
Oh, okay. Well, otherwise they just ignore you.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But don't worry about it. You'll get a call.
It'll be fine. Right, Nickelback are coming up. Well, as soon as I know, I will let you know. And if I haven't got the part, then I will, you know, I'll just say, look, I didn't get it.
There are plenty of other roles out there.
Exactly. Podcast. Right, someone that's been to countless auditions for various different roles says that if you haven't got the part, they don't call you back.
Really?
They'd never call you back. They only call the person that's got the part,
God.
The role, or the baguette, as we discussed yesterday. Also, someone else, Mike, says maybe I should leave a Dimitri the Lover-style message. Do you remember the guy that met the girl?
But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested.
You should.
That's what I should do. Here's how it's going to work. If I don't hear from you by 5 o'clock, I will erase your number. Do you think that will work for them?
So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear from you, you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now, so you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it.
Yeah, just forget it, Skins.
Are you going to tell them you're a catch as well?
Yeah.
Let the romance begin.
Let the acting begin. I think that might work.
I'm a complete catch.
I'm a good actor. There's nothing wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with me.
That's what I'm going
to... Oh, go on.
Well, so I just call up Skins today. Hello? I'm a good actor. Yeah. Here's how I work. If I don't hear from you by 5 o'clock, I will erase your number. I'm erasing yours now, Skins. Let the acting begin. Okay, I'll try it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, you know we were talking about this restaurant in Southampton, this Curry House, which is a student favourite.
That has kind of like a blue plaque from you on the wall.
It's not a blue plaque, it's a bit of...
A4 paper.
It's an A4 piece of paper done on Word. Mm. And it says, Scott Mills' favourite curry restaurant in the whole of the UK.
Yeah.
It's in Portswood. Students will know where it is in Southampton. I don't think I've ever been there, but they seem to think that I have. Maybe I have, but I really don't think I have. And they've got a sign up. And on the student newspaper, the Wessex Scene, it's like number 4 on things to do when you're in Southampton. Visit Scott Mills' favourite curry house. Oh, seriously, I don't think I've been there. Anyway.
Are any of your other favourite haunts on that kind of where to go?
No. All right. Just that one. Right, my local curry house is endorsed by a celebrity. Well, a number of celebrities as well.
Your one?
Yeah.
Right.
Look what dropped through my door yesterday. Check that out.
Okay.
What can you see?
I can see that this is your local curry house.
Yeah.
Endorsed by the darkness.
What does it say on the front? Watch.
It says, Justin and the Band with the manager. Best Indian restaurant in the UK by The Darkness.
And describe the picture.
It's three members of The Darkness, yeah, with Justin closest to the owner of the of the curry house. The three of them, four of them in the picture in total, with the owner of the curry house holding a...
An 80s style guitar.
And, well, no, it's one of those keyboards,
oh, yeah,
that you hold as a guitar.
Wow. Which that obviously belongs to The Darkness.
I presume
not the manager.
Have it lying around.
Do you think? Did they take that with them into the curry house?
Well, they must. Well, just maybe they went there to try, you know, come up with some new tunes.
Right. Okay. So
I can see why this is your local curry house. You get a free bottle of wine with a curry.
You?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. Is the Bombay Potato Offer still on?
The Bombay Potato Offer. Yes. Wow. Yes. It is actually. But only on orders over 15 quid.
Do you think The Darkness get free food every time they go in there?
I would imagine so, yeah.
All right, okay. Now open up the menu. Who else is in there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Also,
the stars get bigger.
Also endorsed by Anne Widdecombe, MP.
She loves it.
Quite a roll of honour for this curry house.
And then turn to the...
She hasn't got a keyboard that you hold like a guitar in the photo with her.
Turn to the back of the takeaway leaflet.
Oh, wow. Mm. It just gets better, doesn't it?
Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Anthony Worrell Thompson.
But he's not actually in the restaurant, if you look.
No, he's at an awards ceremony.
Handing over an award.
Handing over an award for... I don't know what that award... Oh, hang on a minute. For the best Indian.
Here we are.
The winner of the Islington Gazette Award.
I like it that restaurants are endorsed by celebrities, though.
Do you want to know who my local one's endorsed by?
Go on, then. Yeah.
Dr. Fox.
Really?
Is there a picture
said,
of him?
No, there's no picture, but he says they do the best curries ever. He goes in, has a chicken danzak, pilau rice, poppadoms and mango chutney.
For free, I'll bet. How do you remember that?
I had to quickly look it up. I don't know.
Yeah, but you looked up about 10 minutes ago. You still remembered it. I'll have whatever Dr. Fox is having. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
My local chippy has three people who endorse it.
Go on.
Dennis Wise.
Right.
Ex-footballer. Mm. Graham Norton.
Yeah.
And Victor Meldrew's wife from One Foot in the Grave.
Wow. Are the pictures up?
Yeah, pictures of all three.
Did you say... Who did you say again? Dennis Wise.
Oh, have you got it ready?
Who did you say?
Have you got it ready?
Dennis Wise.
I said Dennis Wise, Graham Norton,
yep,
and Victor Meldrew's wife from One Foot in the Grave.
God. I don't believe it. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, mate. It's Alex from Birmingham. How are you doing?
All right, Alex. Yeah, I'm good. How can I help?
Well, my local chippy in Birmingham, in Arbourne, George and Ellen's, has got Westlife up at the front desk because they went in there when they went on tour of Birmingham.
Wow.
So, they are sponsored by Westlife.
They're not really sponsored by Westlife, are they?
Well, they're kind of endorsed by it, really, because yeah, they're in the paper and everything, so, but yeah, I prefer sponsored.
Sponsored by Westlife? What, sponsored to eat chips?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. That's quite good, though.
It is, yeah. It's very nice. And I've also got Ainsley Arrett in there as well. So,
wow.
Yeah, they're very,
very nice,
good,
man.
Also, have I just give away where I live now by saying
A few people know which curry house it is and are guessing the area that you live in, yeah.
Right, because...
So how exactly do we get from the curry house to your house? How far away is it?
It's not that far, no.
Right.
It's the one endorsed by The Darkness. They say it's the best Indian restaurant in the UK. This isn't the best because I'm going away next week. So.
I wasn't going to say that on air.
No, but there will be... No, there's,
but what?
No, there's going to be someone in my house at all times.
Okay, right, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, there's this new reality show where nothing happens at all. It's amazing. It's called Living with the Cheeky Girls on Living. It was on last night. We asked earlier if anyone's seen it and got quite a few texts from people just saying they were only flicking through the channels, but they did manage to catch a bit of it.
Yeah, whatever.
Some person said they actually Sky Plus'd it.
Yeah, so don't give away too much. To be honest, there's not that much to give away. There's no real plot spoiler because there's not really any plot.
So nothing really happened.
Anyway, so this is what they do all day, the cheeky girls.
When you're a celebrity, image is everything. And the girls work hard at their looks. So today, they're going sunbathing.
So we're now watching the cheeky girls going sunbathing, OK? Which any of us could do, really.
I know, but you're looking at me expecting me to say something, but I am in kind of shock.
Yeah.
They just went to a field filled with sheep's poop.
And just got some rays.
Yeah. Move, Monica, because I'm losing all the sun.
It's not so windy if you lay down.
I don't like it. It's windy.
This is an hour-long show on Living. So that was them sunbathing.
In the wind.
Yeah, in the wind. And this bit's really good, right? They don't do much, but they do sometimes take photos of themselves in the show.
Almost everything the girls do, including their matching boob jobs, has been recorded. So as soon as the clothes come off, the camera comes out.
But that's just them taking pictures of themselves. Now, the best bit on the show is the amazing chemistry between Gabriella and her, I believe, fiancé, Liberal Democrat MP Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
And here they are talking about their first date.
For our first date, and we went to the Science Museum. I know it sounds really strange.
She was quite interested in it, and I'm interested in aviation. And I did it because she'd mentioned that she was interested in museums, and she hadn't really seen very many of them in London. So I said, all right, well, I'll do it, and we'd like to come along, and she did.
So amazing anecdote.
Yeah.
He's a storyteller, isn't he?
Isn't he? God.
So Lembit's thinking, where can I take her for a first date? What would Gabriella of the Cheeky Girls really like to do on a first date? I know, the Science Museum. And here's Gabriella talking about fancying him.
It's amazing to me that someone as famous as Gabby and Monica as well would be interested in talking to me.
No, that's actually not one of the Cheeky Girls.
That's him.
That's Limp Bizkit talking then.
It's amazing to me that someone as famous as Gabby and Monica as well would be interested in talking to me.
Is he saying both of them?
He is saying both of them, yes.
Okay.
So both of them fancy him.
I don't...
I just didn't think that those sorts of people would consort with a Liberal Democrat MP from Mid Wales.
What do you mean by those sorts of people?
I don't know.
I never thought that an MP from Mid Wales would consort with a cheeky girl.
No.
It's quite good.
What do you mean, though? What are those sorts of people? Twins?
I don't know.
I think he means famous people, as beautiful as Monica and Gabriella. Mm.
Yeah. Thing is, I mean, they take photos of themselves and they do a bit of sunbathing, nothing much happens, but they don't have to do anything to be that exciting on the show because their mum's in it. Have you ever seen their mum?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here she is, talking to Monica.
Everybody loves you, but no one is touching you. Nobody can get close to you, so you don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Yeah, this is what I said,
and
you know.
You sacrifice your beautiful years, the best years of your life, not having a proper relationship, because you can't.
I am looking for love. Look at me.
She's looking for love. But she hasn't got a boyfriend like Limp Bizkit.
Hang on, so that's one that isn't going out with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, that's Monica and her mum talking about why she hasn't got a bloke like Limp Bizkit.
I like sports. I'm romantic. I like cinemas, restaurants.
Do you like politicians?
I don't like politicians. I don't like farmers. But I do like business person.
I don't like politicians. I don't like farmers.
I don't want to go to a science museum.
I do not want to go to a science museum.
Why don't you like farmers?
I don't like farmers because they have their hands dirty.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't want to milk any cows.
What does she say?
She goes, oh, that's true.
Yeah. No, what does she say before? About being dirty.
They have dirty hands.
Dirty hands.
It's like, that bit's like her mum's only just realised that some farmers might have dirty hands.
I want to hear that again.
Why don't you like farmers?
I don't like farmers because they have their hands dirty.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't want to milk any cows.
No, yeah, that's right. So if you are listening and you fancy a bit of Monica, she is single and available. No politicians, no farmers. Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills.
Somebody on the text is quite devastated. He hasn't left his name, but he said he was a businessman. However, he sold his empire hoping to seduce a Z-lister on his new farm.
Oh, no. So he became a farmer and then she doesn't like farmers?
Never mind. Onwards and upwards.
Did she say beautiful ears?
Everybody loves you, but no one is touching you. Nobody can get close to you, so you don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Yeah, this is what I said,
and
you know.
You sacrifice your beautiful ears.
I think that was it.
That's the problem. She'd kept her ears.
Also,
a more looking love.
What's Limp Bizkit saying here on that Cheeky Girl show? What's he saying?
I don't know. What is he saying?
He's saying this.
I just didn't think that those sorts of people would consort with a Liberal Democrat MP from Mid Wales.
What, is he saying famous people?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Well, he used to go out with Sian Lloyd. She was famous.
More famous than the Cheeky Girls,
yeah,
I would say.
What's he saying about Sian?
Yeah.
Do you think it was that she's got?
That what?
A slight whistle. Sean Lloyd.
When she talks.
Sean Lloyd.
Yeah.
She's got, yeah. I'm sure she's really nice, but that would get annoying, wouldn't it?
Not more annoying than a cheeky girl, sure.
Here's the weather.
A cheeky girl's still more annoying than Sean Lloyd's
whistle.
If I keep
doing it, right, imagine I'm Sean, right, you're Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to me.
Hi, Sean. What's the weather going to... What's the weather going to... I'm off, Sean, I'm going to go out with a cheeky girl, sorry.
However, that slight whistle is more annoying than living with both cheeky girls. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, no.
I don't think so.
No, I'm saying I could cope with the whistle and not with the cheeky girls and their mum. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we were talking yesterday about how I saw somebody with a Free the Weatherfield 1 t-shirt from 10 years ago, Deirdre yeah. Rashid. Someone's been on Big D saying... you know, someone had a Free Deirdre banner at Glastonbury? Mm-hmm. That was my mate, Stob. And also, he still wears the Free Deirdre Rashid t-shirt, like, to work and stuff.
Is he a little bit obsessed, then?
Yeah, look. Got some pictures.
So he does.
Ooh. I'm all over it, like Deirdre Rashid, is this t-shirt. He's got several of them, Deirdre behind bars and stuff. And that was him with the banner at Glastonbury. Loads of people saw it yesterday.
Right.
Why would you still wear that? It was 10 years ago.
He does know that she's out and released, doesn't he?
I don't know. Was that the guy that was walking down my road the other day?
Maybe it was.
Could be. Right, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know how it works by now. Three situations that we've recorded. You just need to tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
I'm really confused about the score.
Well, so are a lot of people on the text. There are a lot of people saying there was a draw last week, but there was a draw only for a while last week until we found out Becky had cheated.
I hadn't cheated. You just got the score wrong and I kept quiet. That's not cheating. That's slightly different.
Please, feel free to play along at home on Oh, What's Occurring? People are loving this quiz now, aren't they?
So it's 5-3.
5-3 to you, chappers. You know curry...
Yes.
Yes, Scott.
Yesterday in London, they unveiled the world's hottest curry. Right? Now, I'd like you to have a look at the Daily Star today on page 19. It's Leanne. Leanne from the Daily Star.
Okay.
And there she is, tucking into the world's hottest curry. And okay. What does the headline say?
Hottest curry in world, and I'm first to tuck in.
That's not entirely true, Leanne. That's what they told you.
Why?
Do you... Well, I'll tell you who really had the first taste of the hottest curry in the world before all the journalists.
Who?
Dave Spoon.
How, Dave Spoon?
Dave Spoon, the DJ, off of our record of the week.
Yeah.
Batitude.
How do you know and why did Dave Spoon have the first taste?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. If you are unaware of Dave Spoon, here he is.
Ooh, ooh, Dave Spoon. We love Dave Spoon. Here's Dave Spoon. Yes.
Love your remix.
We'll play that in full later.
With your version.
Yeah, Dave Spoon is also as one of our new DJs, in New DJs We Trust on Radio 1. Okay. But how many spoons do you think of the world's hottest curry could Dave Spoon spoon down?
I like it.
What do you think?
Go on, Dave Spoon. Spoon it, Dave Spoon. Have a spoon, Dave Spoon. Yes.
We had the world's hottest curry in the studio yesterday. So hot that you had to sign a disclaimer before you ate it in case you died. Or something.
So did Dave Spoon sign the disclaimer?
Yes, he did.
I'm going to say...
The curry is called the Bollywood Burner. But how many spoons of the world's hottest curry could Dave Spoon actually stomach?
I'm going to say 3 spoons for Dave Spoon.
3, yeah?
Yeah.
Becky?
I think that's ridiculous. I'm going to say 1. It's the world's hottest curry.
But Dave Spoon might like curry. He might like his curry hot.
It's the world's hottest curry.
So?
All right, so you're saying...
I can't believe you're dissing my answers now.
You're saying 2 spoons?
3 spoons. Would help if you listen to the answers, question master.
You're saying 3 spoons. You're saying 1 spoon of the world's hottest curry. Let's find out now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Dave Spoon and some spoons of the world's hottest curry. All right, Dave Spoon, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I love curry.
Okay, good. I'm going to hand it over.
Is it heated up?
Well, no.
And there's a spoon, Dave. Okay, this is the hottest curry in the world. But how many spoons can Dave Spoon spoon down?
And I'm the first person in the UK to do this. Is this right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, off you go. It's Dave Spoon's spoon number one.
It's not a very big one. I think it needs to be smaller. I just need to get...
Okay, go on, Dave. First spoon.
It's hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that's one spoon. Go on, Dave. Ready for another one?
Yeah.
Here's Dave Spoon's spoon number two.
It's hot.
Yeah. All right.
No.
So that is now two spoons of the hottest curry in the world. Well done. Can we go for spoon number three?
No, I can't do it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's all over, and that is two spoons for Dave Spoon. Two spoons, Dave Spoon. Two spoons, Dave Spoon. Two spoons, Dave Spoon. Two spoons there for Dave Spoon, which means that...
We both get a point, surely.
You both get a point. Well done to Dave for trying the hottest curry in the world.
Oh, what's the curry?
So, it's one all.
He did well, though.
Yeah, he did. You know Estelle?
Yeah.
Off of American Boy? Mm. Yesterday, she was in actual America. I mean, you're thinking, how do you know that, Scott?
How do you know that, Scott?
Well, I know that because I called her up. But how long did my interview with Estelle last before she hung up on me?
Before she hung up on you?
Yeah.
Did she not just get cut off?
A minute and a half.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Can I guess, please?
Oh, yeah, you should guess as well.
I think this is a trick question. I think 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Right, here's me talking to...
I wonder Chappers is winning if you never let me answer.
Here's me talking to Estelle yesterday after our show.
Hello.
Hello, is that Estelle?
Yeah, it is.
Hello, it's Scott Mills. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm fine.
Good. Are you in New York?
I am in an airport, yes.
Oh, God, okay.
Are you here?
Are you right to do this?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay, cool. Wait there. So then the interview begins, okay? Have you got your stopwatch? It is on. Okay, right. Let's time it from... Interview starting now. She's one of Britain's best love entertainers, and she, at the moment, is in an airport. Which one? Which airport are you in? Estelle?
Hello?
It's Estelle. Hello? Hello? Oh, okay, so we seem to have lost Estelle there. Oh. Yeah, she's gone. That was the whole interview.
That went well.
That went really
well. That was one of your better ones, I thought.
Do you think it's because I called her one of Britain's best love entertainers?
Well, it made her sound like an 8-year-old.
Yeah. So it was 19 seconds.
Oh! What's occurring?
19 seconds of interview, so, yeah, it's you again, isn't it?
Excellent.
Well done.
So why... Is that the first time anybody has hung up on you before you've even asked them a question?
Yeah.
Right. You're losing.
I'm losing it.
Losing it.
Yeah. Can't even do a quiz anymore.
That's quiz and interviews that have gone today.
Supposed to ask both people what their score is. Okay. Last one then on Oh, What's Occurring? You know Comedy Dave?
Unfortunately, yes.
He's a good bloke, isn't he?
He has his moments.
He'll chat with absolutely anybody.
Yeah, that is true.
But does he talk to himself often, do you think? We called up Comedy Dave with clips of Comedy Dave. How long do you think Dave would talk to a recording of himself thinking they were a real person? Becky?
1 minute.
You're saying 1 minute. Chappers?
Now, I know he's stupid, but he can't be that. He can't talk to himself for a minute. That'd be ridiculous. 30 seconds.
You think 30 seconds? Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is Comedy Dave calling Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
And what's today got in store?
Who's that?
I think that you might be surprised.
About what?
I don't know.
What am I to be surprised about?
Why can't you be more open-minded?
Is that bed in the background?
I don't know.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Chappers.
Are macaws and lemurs very different? Is one a bird and one a monkey?
Oh, God, that's me.
That's just ridiculous. I was quite scared by lemurs once at Whipsnade Zoo.
Were you?
Yeah.
You don't think I'm going to fall for this like Westwood did, do you?
Maybe.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ow!
What was he doing?
I quite like that. You don't think I'm going to fall for this like Westwood has? Well, I think you have.
Yeah. You are actually having a conversation with yourself, Dave.
So, Dave talks to Dave. I like the laugh as well. For the 1 minute and 5 seconds.
Yeah. I despair of him.
Hello. So who wins?
Me.
Yeah, Becky wins that one. Who wins overall?
Well, it's
you?
Two all.
Two all.
Oh. Is it a rollover to tomorrow?
It's a rollover. So two all on Oh What's Occurring. Let us know what you did on 81199.
Can you play the start of Dave again? Because I'm intrigued to know what he's watching on the telly.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
And what's today got in store?
Who's that?
I think that you might be surprised.
About what?
I don't know.
Is he sat at home watching kids' telly?
Yeah.
What am I to be surprised about?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
She sold 6 billion records worldwide. She had a number one hit last summer, which made it rain constantly, but we all loved it, really. It's Rihanna.
Hello.
We're now going to try and find out if you have a perfect life, as we think you might have, or if you're just quite normal, like the rest of us. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Rihanna, have you ever been booed off a karaoke stage before your song was finished?
No.
That's never happened.
Been.
Have you ever done karaoke?
Yeah. I did karaoke with my management and, like, a bunch of people that work with me. Like, when we travel, we go to, like these little karaoke bars, and we just start singing. I always sing with someone else, though. Like, me and my assistant, we always sing together.
Do you do your own songs?
No, I usually do, like, I'd love to do Sweet Child of Mine. That's one of my favourite songs to do.
See, what I think you should do next time you do karaoke is do Umbrella, and people will be like, oh, she's really good. It sounds like Rihanna.
So Sweet Child of Mine is your favourite karaoke song?
Yep. You just get to scream.
Have you ever brought a product from a shopping channel?
No, but I have bought a piece of workout equipment from a 1-800 number.
So that's similar.
That is similar. What was the piece of equipment?
It was the abdoer.
Does it work?
If you do it right.
She needs the Mambo Twister.
So, oh, the Hawaii chair.
Yeah. There's some great stuff. There's some great things that we found to exercise. If you ever need any tips, Rihanna, let me know.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever done the Walk of Shame?
In what circumstance?
Well, Chappers will explain what the Walk of Shame is.
Walk of Shame is like when you tend to stay out all night and then you have to go home in the morning and walk down the street in the clothes that you had on the night before because you hadn't been home.
Oh, no, but a very good friend of mine has done that, and it was very embarrassing because I had a meeting at the hotel that she had stayed at all night. She just walked downstairs at the wrong time.
Oh,
in the
no.
Same outfit that everyone saw her in the night before.
Now, you say a very good friend. Now, is it really a very good friend, or was it yourself?
Not myself. No, I was part of the meeting. So it wasn't me at all.
A friend.
So your friend walks down the stairs swaying a bit in the same outfit as last night.
Yes.
Amazing. I think it would be quite hard for you to do that now anyway, because you're Rihanna.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to do the Walk of Shame.
I don't think it's advisable. Look, there's Rihanna on the bus wearing last night's clothes. It's not going to happen.
Right?
Has anybody ever thrown a drink on you in public?
Not thrown one, but I had drinks spilt on me many times in public. At award shows, after parties, clubs.
But you must be wearing dresses that cost thousands of dollars.
So, yeah, some of my shoes too, like my favourite shoes. I get really upset when that happens.
Do you hang out with really drunk people a lot?
Well, most of the places we go to, it's not necessarily the people I hang out with, but there's so many drunk people where we are.
And they just ruin your shoes.
Yeah.
I get upset when that happens too.
I know. No, it's normally you doing the spilling on your own shoes.
That's true.
I hope you I hope you take out the extra insurance when you hire your evening outfit so that if there's anything spilt on it, you don't have to pay. That's what I do at Moss Bros every time.
Have you ever stolen toilet paper from a public toilet to replace a roll at home?
No.
That sounds like that a sounds yes. Like a yes.
Huh?
That sounds like a yes. It was the laugh.
No, that is actually funny. No, I never have.
Scott does it all the time.
Come on, Rihanna, we've all done it.
I've never done that.
Have you ever had a huge hickey that you couldn't hide?
Yes.
When was that, Rihanna?
I just wore a scarf.
You wore a scarf?
Mm-hmm.
How big was the hickey?
Pretty big. Not more dark than big.
Now, is this recently? Would we have seen you in a picture wearing the scarf?
No, not recently.
Well, Rihanna, thank you for completing these questions, and we've decided that you're actually very normal, like the rest of us.
Okay, good.
Which is a good thing, I think.
Thank you.
But we still think you might have nicked toilet paper at some point.
Never. I never heard of that. That is actually funny to me.
Listen, Rihanna, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, my pleasure. Scott
Mills. Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast.
Polly's been on saying, hearing that bloke say that, I remember once I had a boyfriend who wrote me a love song. It was so crap, I thought he was joking. He wasn't. Bless him, Polly. Stee is crushing concrete in Liverpool. He wants me to write him a love song. No, it'll be rubbish. It's 9:10.
Give it a go, though.
No.
Go on.
On Radio 1.
Give it a go.
You can't. I haven't got the music.
Yeah, but it's kind of been advertised that you would write people a love song if they asked. Just give us a
second. We've been through this before in the afternoon.
I know.
You're better at them.
No. I'm just finding some love music.
Joe Wiley's on at 10 this morning. Then you've got Fern at 1 o'clock this afternoon and Greg James for the way home at 4 o'clock. Now, with Rihanna, who we just spoke to, few people are saying that it did sound like she was in the toilet when we were speaking to her. And she did get quite excited when we asked her if she'd ever nicked a loo roll from a public toilet to replace one at home. Now, see, she's probably done that now, because it does sound like she was in the loo. And that's the problem with radio, isn't it?
You are thinking that she was in the toilet with stolen toilet paper as we were speaking to her.
What we've done is planted the idea in her head, and before she left that toilet, she nicked a roll to take home with her. That's the problem. We don't realise sometimes we're in a very privileged position. Yeah. And you talk about crime, such as that, and it gives people ideas. So we probably shouldn't mention that again.
Bad influence. Please don't nick toilet
roll. Pop stars nicking new rolls all over the place.
Love song music's in if you want to write a love song for Steve.
Is it Steve?
Crushing concrete in Liverpool.
Okay, here's one for Steve. He crushes concrete for a living, and his name is Steve. And, that's it. I can't do it. You're much better. You have a go.
No, because he doesn't want me to write him a love song. Go on, put a bit more feeling
into it. Help me.
You're meant to do stuff like, I love you, Steve. Yeah. I love you, Steve. Try again.
Steve, I love you, Steve. I love Steve. Crushing concrete. Steve crushes concrete. His name is Steve. I love him very much. This is my favourite text. Hi, Scott.
I think we could do something with that.
Love the show.
Love the show.
Rihanna's grandmother is great, as she was a nurse who fixed my shoulder in Barbados when I dislocated it last year. Cheers, Joe. Now, I tried to call Joe, but I think maybe it's a he, I think, and I think he answered it in his pocket. Either that or he was just listening and not talking. I was going, hello, hello. You can just hear in the background.
Or she didn't fix his dislocated shoulder that well, and it means it's difficult for him to get his phone to his ear.
My question is, how do you find out that it's Rihanna's grandmother? Is she doing that thing that grannies do? Do you know what my granddaughter does? She does music. Do you know that umbrella? That's my granddaughter, that is. Ah, my shoulder.
Did she move to Barbados from the East End, Rihanna's granny?
That wasn't... I was just doing a generic grandmother.
Do an impression of Rihanna's grandmother, though.
No. I've done a song for Steve. I've done an impression of a grandmother. I'm all out. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Who's that?
It's Frank from York.
Hi, Frank from York. How can I help?
Well, I'm currently just can't stop singing Dave Spoon out loud randomly.
Sorry about that. It's going to be in your head all day now.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you just going, two spoons, Dave Spoon, at every opportunity?
I love Dave Spoon. You know, keep going on and on and on.
Do some more, Frank. Go on.
Play me the track and I'll give you a sing song. I love Dave Spoon. It's two spoons, Dave. Two spoons, Dave. Two spoons, Dave.
Loads of people are saying they can't stop singing Two Spoons Dave Spoon now. We're thinking of getting Sam Obernick, who's the vocalist on that song, to maybe re-record it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But then it would never leave your head.
No, never.
Why don't you just use Frank's version? Why do you need Sam Obernick to do it?
I need Frank's permission first.
Okay.
You've got my permission, no
there
worries.
There you go.
All right, we'll be in touch, Frank.
All right, then, cool.
Don't expect any checks for the post anytime soon. I love you.
All right, then, Scott. Love you too.
And remember, two spoons, Dave Spoon.
Two spoons, Dave Spoon.
He's lost it. Love that. What are you on about someone in Gladiators called Two Spoons?
No, he wasn't called Two Spoons. He was called Two Scoops.
Is that rude?
Why was it? Well, this is why we were kind of talking Gladiators when you put my mic at that time. So we were talking about Two Scoops. I was trying to find out why he was called Two Scoops and why he so sticks in Becky's memory
so
much.
He was one of the best Gladiator contenders ever.
You've got loads of people going, Two Scoops was a legend.
He was. He could, like, jump over parked cars and everything.
Why was he called Two Scoops?
That wasn't something to do with ice cream.
That wasn't a Gladiators game.
No, I know, but he did that in real life, didn't he?
For what? Just for a laugh?
Yeah.
What? Seriously, I don't.
Two Scoops was a legend.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you know alarm clocks? They wake you up in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, first of all, like, you know, they had those massive bells on, didn't they, to wake you up?
Yeah.
And then someone decided to add a radio to them, so if you didn't like the song, you could just get up and turn it off. Now, this one is amazing, right? What's your one, by the way?
My one's a sunlight one. So it wakes you up with, like, gradually gets brighter and brighter, the light.
No noise?
No, we can have birds or rainforest if you want.
But you choose to just have sunlight waking you up.
Do you know
what? It's a bit weird, isn't it?
I didn't trust it for, like, the first two times, but I've been using it all this week. It's brilliant.
That wouldn't wake me up.
What happens if you're on your side and therefore not looking at the alarm clock, so it just gets getting brighter?
It gets to full daylight, so you...
Or you've got... Don't you sleep with your... You've got your furry mask
night.
Thing as well, haven't you?
I only need that in the day. It works. It's good.
Oh, that wouldn't wake me up, see? Yeah. Do you remember when I used to do early breakfast, I'd get up at 3, and I'd have 5 of those mosque alarm clocks over the other side of my room.
Yes, you would,
and often I still wouldn't make it for the show.
I only know that because you've told me that before, not because I was in the room with you.
Yeah, they're very good. The mosque alarm clocks, they just go off, and they're in the shape of a mosque, and it's got the call to prayer on it. And it's really loud. But no, still that wouldn't wake me up. So sunlight, you understand,
no chance.
Anyway, this one is great, okay? It goes off, and I don't think you can buy this yet. It's from a Taiwanese designer called Alice Wang. And
Chapa's favourite designer.
If you don't switch it off, it starts dialing random numbers in your mobile phone every 3 minutes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And you can hear their voice through the radio speaker on the alarm clock.
Hey?
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
What, them just going, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Imagine that when you're half asleep. I'd be like, hello? Why is Lorraine Kelly talking to me? Hello, Scott? She'd be confused as well.
That'd be awful.
Oh, no. Who thought that up? I mean, I've got it. An alarm clock that, while you're half asleep, calls up Dave Pearce.
It would wake you up, though, wouldn't it, to have Dave on?
What if you talked in your sleep? You get the wrong idea, wouldn't he?
God, I can imagine.
Oh,
yeah.
God, this awesome.
Get Dave just as he stopped off from a gig to go for a wee in a car park.
Talking to you in bed. quite like it.
I don't like the idea at all.
Also, I don't want to be in people's phones that might buy that alarm clock so that I get a call at 3:30 in the morning waking me up. I'm going to make sure Greg James gets me out of his phone book quick.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.